teen found guilty of forcible sodomy in Loudoun County school girls' bathroom attack. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 26, 2021. A Virginia judge ruled on Monday that a male student at Loudoun County's Stonebridge High School is guilty of sexually assaulting a female student in a girls' bathroom in May. While gender fluidity was not raised during the hearing, court documents confirm the male suspect was wearing a skirt when the assault took place, reports Yahoo News, adding that the female victim testified in court that she was violently coerced into performing sexual acts. The male student, a 14-year-old boy, was later arrested in connection to the case on two counts of forcible sodomy, the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office said, according to a report by VusaNine. The teen suspect was found guilty on all charges, reports WJLA 7 News iTeam. Sentencing for the student will happen in November, but only after a Loudoun County judge determines the outcome of the second set of charges against the same student involving sexual battery at Broad Run High School. After the assault at Stonebridge High School, the male student was transferred to Broad Run, where he allegedly assaulted a second female student in early October. The victim's family attorney, Bill Stanley of the Stanley Law Group, released a statement on behalf of the family on Monday, stating, "We are relieved that justice was served today for the Smith's daughter. This horrible incident has deeply affected the Smith family, and they are grateful for today's outcome," the statement added. The statement continued, "No one should have to endure what this family has endured, and now their focus is completely upon their daughter's health and safety as she progresses forward with her life. She is a very smart and strong young woman, and she is deeply loved by her parents. Both Jessica and Scott Smith will continue to do everything in their power to protect her and help her through this difficult time in her life. The Smith's daughter is a survivor and a fighter, and we are confident that she will grow even stronger with each passing day. The Smith family wants to thank all of those in the community who have demonstrated their love and support over the past few months. The Smith family stands stronger than ever in moving forward to ensure that those responsible in the Loudoun County school system are held accountable, so that this may never happen again to anyone else's child." Around the time of the sexual assault in the girls' bathroom, the Loudoun County School Board was concerning itself with a policy that would give students who believe they are the opposite sex access to school facilities, groups, and sports teams of their biological counterparts. In June, Scott Smith, the father of the victim, went to a Loudoun County School Board meeting looking for answers after his daughter was assaulted. A heated exchange ensued at the meeting, and Smith was arrested for obstruction of justice and disorderly conduct. Hundreds of parents were also present to voice their concerns about the district's transgender policy and critical race theory, CRT. The school board eventually voted 7-2 to approve the transgender-related policy. Earlier this month, Scott Ziegler, the superintendent of the embattled Loudoun County Public Schools, admitted that the school district failed to provide a safe environment for its students. Ziegler's comments were in response to local parents outraged over how reports of the two sexual assaults were handled inside schools. Following the superintendent's statement, board member Beth Bartz, who previously targeted parents who are against critical race theory in schools, resigned from her position. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.